Okay, Charlie, got all the photos. Should go, Jim. Okay, I got it. Hey, let me start by 12 o'clock, Joe, and I'll go around real quick. On the far distant horizon, apparently across the rail, I can see just about our 1 o'clock now, a very large mountain, which I'd have to call Hill 305.
Roger.
And all of the features around here are very smooth. The tops of the mountains are rounded off. There are no sharp, jagged peaks. There are no large boulders apparent anywhere. The whole surface of the area appears to be smooth, with the largest fragments I can see are in the walls of Pluton. There are no boulders at all on St. George, Hill 305, Bennett, or as far as I can tell looking back up at Hadley. Hadley's sort of in the shadow. It's a gently rolling terrain, completely around 360 degrees, hummocky, much like you saw on 14. The ridge line across the rill from Hill 305 around to 1 o'clock seems to be slightly lighter in albedo, with some white marks from craters, recent craters apparently. Bennett Hill also has a lighter colored albedo. One face of it, that facing the sun now, is almost completely white. As I come around to my 2 o'clock, the horizon is really the northern complex. I can see, as I mentioned before, Chain, Icarus, and Pluton. Very rounded, subdued craters. It looks like the southern rim of Pluton is on the same level as our location here. The northern rim is somewhat higher, I'd say. Distances are difficult, but maybe 50 meters higher. I can see the tarp on the other side of the north rim of Pluton. All of it very flat, smooth, but gently rolling. I look on around the north. Mount Hadley itself is in the shadow, although I can see that the ridge line on the top of Mount Hadley, it too is smooth. I see no jagged peaks of any sort. The hill I would call number 22 on your map, far distance, also looks smooth, rounded, no prominent features. I'll skip the distant field around by 6 o'clock, because it's all in the shadow, and looking into the sun, of course, obliterates almost everything. As I look on down to my 7 o'clock, I guess I see Index Crater here, the near field, but back up on Hadley, to the east of the Hadley Delta, by again I can see a smooth surface. However, I can see liniments. Picture for you, there's some very interesting. Take Silver Pass and look at 13. On your map, I can't tell whether it's 13 or 16 right now because of the sun, but there appear to be liniments or lineations running, dipping to the northeast parallel, and they appear to be maybe 3% to 4% of the total elevation of the mountain, almost uniform. I can't tell whether it's structure or internal stratigraphy or what, but there are definite linear features there, dipping to the northeast at about, I'd say 30 degrees. Trafficability looks pretty good. It's hummocky. I think we'll have to keep track of our position, but I think we can manipulate the rover fairly well in a straight line, and I can see the base of the front as near as I can tell. Matter of fact, I think I see where the front runs into the level ground, where we get that 5-degree inflection. I see no boulders over there whatsoever. Looks like we'll be able to get around pretty good.